The Gemara says he can't bring the Korban Pesach when it's an Onen because he can't eat it at night, even though the Chavra Korban Pesach is Yisud Beisud Karet. Must be that Aninut Laila is Deoraita. If it's Deoraita, he can't push it off, so make up your mind. Is Aninut Laila Deoraita or Drabbanan? So we got up to the new answer now. Rabbi Mori Amar. And we turn the page and we go to the beginning of Daf Kuf Amud Lishon. La Kashia. Kan Shemet Lomet Barba Asar Ukbaro Barba Asar. Kan Shemet Lomet Beshlosha Asar Ukbaro Barba Asar. Met lomet barba asar baro barba asar. If let's say the yom mitah and the yom kevura was on erev Pesach, mitah tofes lelo medeoraita. Since it's yom mitah was the 14th, yom mitah is tofes the following night to make it aninut deoraita. So in that case over there, the Bishamon will say it cannot push away Pesach. However, met lomet b'shlosha asar. If the guy died on the 13th, Ukbaro ba'arba'asar, Yom Kivura is on the 14th, Yom Kivura medrabbanan enu tofes lelo ela medrabbanan. So basically the answer is there's a difference between aninut of Yom Hamitah or Yom Kivura. So Rabbi Shimon, we can reconcile the Blaitor as follows. If there was Yom Mitah and Yom Kivura on the same day, that night is the oraita aninut. If we cannot bring Korban Pesach. But if the Yom Mitah was on the 13th and Yom Kippur was on the 14th, that night is Midrabanan. Midrabanan indeed would push away the Korban. Depending if we can bring it. Amar le Rav Asher le Rav Mori. Velahad diktani. Yeah, but if you're going to learn like that, we have a problem with the Braita. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Teda, I'll prove to you that Aninut is Drabanan. Sheare Amru Onen Tovel Veochelet Pesho. Aval lo Bekadashim. Nemale ka'amin alach ana yom mita deoraita ve'amarti at yom kevurat rabbanan kashya, which means when the Bishamon board is an ayah to the Yehuda, the Yehuda could have answered him back and said, "What are you bringing me an ayah from Pesach? I'm talking about a case where aninut is deoraita, where it's yom kevurat and yom mita on the same day, and you're bringing me an ayah where the yom mita and yom kevurat was on a different day." If that chiluk was true, the Yehuda could have answered back to the Bishamon, "What are you bringing me an ayah aninut is rabbanan which we're Pesach? You're talking about a case that it's Kibura and Mita was on a different day. I'm talking about where Kibura and Mita was on the same day. So you have no Raya," which means Rabbi Shimon told Rabbi Yehuda, "I'll prove to you Aninut is Rabbanan. You see, you can bring the Quran Pesach." What case was he talking about? Mita and Kibura on a different day. So let Rabbi Yehuda answer him back. I'm not talking about that case. I want to know a case where it's Mita and Kibura on the same day. The fact that he didn't answer him, he could have answered them in the back and he didn't, means that must be not the answer or the chiluk.
Kasha. Why is that a kasha? Why isn't it just that it's not approved?
Right, which means if you're saying this is a chiluk, then the biuda, right, then no, his question is, according to this answer, the biuda had a good claim against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, "I'll prove it to you." Rabbi Yehuda should come back, "What's your proof?" "I'm talking about whether aninut is the oraita." That's why I said the Korban Pesach is not tuhe. You're talking about a case where it's Yom Kippur and Yom Mitah is a different day. If it's on a different day, nobody argues. I want to prove to you on the same day. Why didn't you tell him that? If that indeed is a chiduk, comes Gemara and says Abaye Amar Lakasha. Another answer, a beautiful answer. Kan Shemet Lo Kodem Chatzot, Kan Shemet Lo Lar Chatzot. Erev Pesach depends when the guy died. Kodem Chatzot De Lo Echazel Le Pesach. Before Chatzot, the Korban Pesach didn't even hit yet. What hit first? Aninut. Hayla ale aninut. Aninut hits on him. Ahar Chatzot, echazel Pesach, lo hayla ale aninut. I'm going to give a simple answer. It all depends if it's before Chatzot or after Chatzot. If the guy died before Chatzot, since the aninut fell on him before the Korban Pesach, so aninut is hard if we cannot bring the Korban Pesach. However, after Chatzot, if the guy died, so now Korban Pesach was hal first. If Korban Pesach is hal first, after the aninut, or if Korban Pesach is hal before the aninut is hal, then it's not going to push it away. Now on this Rabotai,
it's very difficult because that would mean somebody that Chas V'Shalom passes away.
Erev Pesach? After,
no, just shachit. You say, "Well, I have a chiyuv of tefillin. Aninut comes second." That we never say that.
You're right. Korban Pesach. You're right. Look at Nashi. Look at Nashi. Abayamar is a big subject there. Abayamar, Idi v'Idi b'yom mita. Really, both cases are talking about Yom Mita. Un olam aninut laila Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. And aninut laila is the Rabbanan, like Rabbi Shimon said. I would diktani bebaraita Pesach eno ba aninut. You told me in Pesachim that Pesach cannot come by aninut. Keshemet kodem chatzot. Rachmana dachya mehaikera. The darshinan kishu shalem hu mevi. Velo kishu onen. So we have a deoraita. The pasuk says only when he's shalem he can bring the korban. Velo kishu onen. And therefore, since already by the time korban Pesach comes, he's onen, it's nidcheh. Udiktani bepesachim. Oh, good. But after Chatzot already, where he was ra'ui to bring the Korban Pesach, then it becomes onen, so the Korban Pesach is not going to be pushed away. Now that she has a question. Udiktani bepesachim, tobel ve'okel pescho, which means the Bara Pesachim said that he's able to make tevilah and bring the Korban Pesach or eat the Korban Pesach at night. Alma maiti le'onen keshemet achar Chatzot. Which means, you see over here that what? That must be, he became an onen kishemet achar chatzot. The kadma chovat shechitat Pesach la'aninut. That's right. The chovah of Pesach came before the chovah of aninut. Ve'tu lo dach yale aninut menesheleach korbano. Fine. Mi al korhat shma'mina aninut laila d'rabbanan. Which means like this. The Rashi has a side question over here. The Gemara has a simple answer. Basically, the answer is, depends when the guy became an onen. If it's before Chatzot, he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. If it's after Chatzot, he's allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is going to be doher the aninut. Now, Rashi has some side questions. So we see from over here that what? That Pesach is doher aninut deoraita. Because this aninut deoraita, it's the day of the mitah. Pesach is being doher aninut deoraita. Fine. So Tosfot comes along, Rashi comes along and asks the question, how are you proving to me that Aninut Laila is the Rabbanan? Even if Aninut Laila is the Oraita, it pushes away. You're showing me now that Aninut pushes away, that Korban Pesach pushes away even Aninut the Oraita. So how did the Bishamon prove above that Aninut Laila is the Rabbanan from the fact that you can eat the Korban Pesach at night? Maybe it's the Oraita. And you can still push it away, because you see even you're pushing it away in the afternoon. How did he bring a ra'ayah to that? So Rashi comes along and says, "Ela mishul adrabanan vehem lo emid dovrim kum karet." I'm reading again Rashi over here now. When he says over here, "Al korach shavana adnut alad rabanan dim bedoraita hi ha lo aba achil." Oh, because if it was the oraita, we wouldn't let him eat it. Why wouldn't we let him eat it? Because Rashi says it's two separate items. Which means there's the Shechitat Pesach, and then there's the Achilat Pesach. If you consider them two separate things, so then Aninut came before the Achilah. Which means, Bishlama, I'll push away the bringing of the Korban, because there the Chiyuv came before the Aninut. Because the Gemara Achilah, the Aninut came before the Achilah. And if the Aninut came before the Achilah, if it's the Oraita, we're not going to push it off. But Shema Minah, that we are pushing it off, because why? Because must be Aninut Laila is the Rabbanan. That was the ra'ayah that he brought again. Which means, the reason why we let Aninut get pushed away is because why the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach came first. So therefore, in the afternoon, after Chatzot, since the Chiyuv of Pesach came first, we pushed away Aninut Deoraita. But if Aninut Laila must be the Rabbanan, because if it was the Deoraita, we would not push it off. Because in that case, the Aninut came first before the Achilah. He was an Onen before the Shat Achilah came. And therefore, that she says, that's how we knew above that Aninut Laila must be the Rabbanan, because that's why it pushes it off at night, even though the Aninut came first before the Akilah. That's that she's answer. And then she says, why did they push it off? But why did the Rabbanan allow the guy to eat the Korban Pesach? Let him bring it, and don't eat it. There's no chayuv to eat it. The chayuv is to bring it, let's assume. Although we're going to see opinions not like that later on. But at this point, the chayuv is to bring it. So you tell me the Aninut is pushed away from the Korban. Why are you telling me that? And we're going to even push away the Rabbanan Laila to let him eat it. Tell us, I brought it, don't eat it. So she says, no, if you're going to tell the guy he can't eat it, he won't bring it. And if he doesn't bring it, there'll be a sukkaret. So therefore, you have to let him eat it.
Well, we said yesterday that eating is the most important. So there's not any.
Right. This opinion holds that the eating is not important, obviously. Bringing is the point. Eating is extra. So if you're not going to let the guy, if you're going to tell the guy, no, Aninut Laila doesn't push it away, he won't bring it. And then sukkaret. Or another answer is, we don't want to be mezalzel with kadashim.
You know he's not going to bring it.
Or he'll bring it, let's say. Then you tell you can't eat it. So what's he going to do with it? It's going to become notar. We don't want Mizazel Kadashim.
Why
is
it
Mizazel? You can't eat it.
Part of
the
Chit.
Huh?
That she says
Lav orach ara denimru yishchatenu amenat lipasel. It's not derech eretz to tell the guy slaughter amenat to become pasul. So kind of there's not enough eaters to knock it off over there. Anyway, that's an unbelievable solution. Let's review this last answer. Last answer is before Chatzot. Aninut trumps everything. After Chatzot, Aninut is doraita. It's the same day. It's Yom Mita. However, the Korban Pesach will push away the Aninut. Why? Because the Korban Pesach came first. However, when it comes to the Laila, Aninut Laila is the Rabbanan. It has to be the Rabbanan. Because if it was doraita, the Chaurah, you would not be able to eat it. And the Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to eat it at night. Must be that even though the Aninut came, first, how could they let them do it? It must be Aninut Laila is the Rabbanan. So you could push it off. And why did they let him push it off? For the two reasons that we said. Gemara gives now yet another. No, Gemara continues. Umina Timra, how do you know the Shani Leben, Kodem Hatzot Leben Laharan? So how do you know there's a Chiluk between before Hatzot and after Hatzot? Stam, who told you this Chiluk is a Chiluk? The Tanya, now we move quickly, Rabotai. This is talking about a Kohen that wants to be Mitameh for his sister. La Yitama. So the Torah says he can become Tameh. Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, meaning he has to do it. Lo ratza mitamiyuto al kohen. If he doesn't want to do it, they force him. Maase be Yosef a kohen shemeta ishto be'erev Pesach. He didn't want to become tamei because he wanted to be korban Pesach. V'nimnu hachav kohanim v'timuhu ba'al korcho. And they forced him to become tamei to his wife. So therefore, what do you see over here? You see over here that what? That they forced him to become tamei on erev Pesach. Therefore, he was not able. He was on him, and now he cannot bring. And he wasn't able to bring the korban Pesach. Or meaning we have a contradiction. Because the mitzvah. La yitama. Mitzvah. Exactly. Mitzvah ta'aseh. La yitama. We'll see another opinion says reshu. This opinion says mitzvah. Ha'ur mini. Ula achoto. This book mara nazir. Ula achoto. Mata mudomar. Hare shaya olek lishchot et pischo. God is going to do this one Pesach. Vila mudet be auto circumcise his son. Veshama shemet lo met. And he heard that somebody, one of his family members died. Yachol yitama. Should he become tamer? And therefore he's not going to be able to do one Pesach. Amar lo yitama. He said, no, you should not become tamer. Even though he's an onen now, acha yachod yeshem shlo yitama lachoto. Kach em mitamei le mitzvah. What matter if it's a mitzvah? No, tamud omar u lachoto. Lachoto deino mitamei, but mitamei u lemet mitzvah. So what do you see over here, Botai? Over here it seems that what the onen is chayav to bring the korban Pesach because the guy obviously he lost one of his relatives. We're telling him don't become tamei and bring the keep on going, keep on bringing the korban Pesach. So clearly he's bringing the korban Pesach. When he is aninut, but what do you mean? We learned in the Braita previously that an onen, if he cannot bring, so make up your mind: does he bring or not? So we answer: lav shvamina kan kodem hatzot kan lav hatzot. We make the chiduk before hatzot after hatzot. If it's before hatzot, then the Braita told us he cannot bring it. But if it's after, so like in this case, right? Like in this case over here. And then they'll force him to become tamei because he can't bring the korban anyway. It happened before Chatzot. So they were mitamei for his wife. But she'enkin in this case over here, it happened after Chatzot. After Chatzot, they said, leave him alone. Leave the G alone, even though you're on end. Bring it. So if we have a raya, the only way to reconcile the two blaitot is to go before Chatzot and after Chatzot. Mimai, who told you? Dilma le'olam emalach idi v'idi ahar Chatzot. I can tell you that what? That the two blaitot are talking about after Chatzot. After Chatzot, so then why did they let him bring it? He said, no. Ha Rabbi Ishmael, Ha Rabbi Akiva. Netanya la yitama reshut, devre Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer, hova. So the Gemara, according to this answer, is saying like this. That really, we're falling off that answer. Really, we hold Aninut Yom is the Oraita, of course, everybody holds like that. And we're holding there's no difference between before Chatzot and after Chatzot. After Chatzot also we cannot bring the Korban Pesach because he's an onen. What's the question over here? The question is there an obligation to be mitameh or not? So we'll say like this. Ha the Braita, the first Braita is going to the Bishmael. And ha the Bi Akiva, the Tanya. La Yitama, the Shut, the Bre the Bishmael. which means he does not have to be mitameh. It's only a reshut. Other mitim could be it's a sutri mitameh. But if it's a relative, it's a reshut. And what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says chova. Now, how does that answer and reconcile the two braytot? So the Mefarshim explained like this. Dehainu, I'm reading now the Perush. Ka'et matziya gemara sheshtei braytot ena modot ledorot shel Rabbi Shimon. Shetein sovrot she'en isur al onen lakdib korbanot. Any isur. I said the reverse way. According to this answer, there's no isur for onen to bring korban. Not before Hatzot and not after Hatzot. The onen can bring korbanot as he wants. Lachen eno chayav lakdib korban Pesach. Afilu lefet onen chayav lakrib afilu imitkida lefteh hatzot. Even if it's before hatzot, he brings. Ela chinuk ben abraitot is another machloket the gabe kivurat metin. The first bright that goes like Rabbi Akiva that says it's a mitzvah likbor et kerovav. So since it's a mitzvah likbor kerovav, he has an obligation to bury his wife. And if, even though there's korban pesach over here, but korban pesach, you do pesach sheni. This is a mitzvah she yishal lasot eidah. He's got to do this mitzvah over here. Bring pesach sheni. So the first bright that says, since it's a chiyuv on the husband to do that mitzvah, finish. If there would be somebody else doing it, but there's nobody else in that case to do it.
No,
it's a mitzvah on him.
But yes, is that someone else?
But the mitzvah's on him. La yitama. The mitzvah's on him. That's right. It's like tefillin. It's mitzvah shem before. You're the husband. He's the husband. He's obligated. But she'enken, when it comes to korban pesach, I'm going to miss Korban Pesach. You bring it next month. What's the difference? Mashi Eker according to Rabbi Ishmael or Rabbi Akiva, he holds it to the shoot. So therefore, he's not obligated. So there's no mitzvah for him to be mitameh. So let him bring the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Ishmael, whatever. Rabbi Ishmael says the shoot. Right. So Rabbi Ishmael says the shoot. So therefore, he can bring the Korban Pesach and the mitameh. But again, these two opinions both hold. That really doesn't matter when the aninut happened. If the aninut happened before Hatzot, it still bring the korban. The issue over here is there another mitzvah that you have besides the korban? If you ask the mitameh to his wife, finish. That's the mitzvah that you have to do. Korban Pesach can wait. And onen can bring it no matter when. So comes the Gemara and says that's very nice, but for this to work, what you just told me, you have to say that the Braita is going like the second Braita that said, Keshem shelo yitame la'achoto, fine, that's all going like Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says, Devre Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva says Chova. So Rabbi Akiva says Chova, so Chova, that means he's going like the first Braita is Rabbi Akiva. The first Braita is Rabbi Akiva, and the second Braita of this Nazir is Rabbi Ishmael. The Gemara is going to say now, you cannot tell me the second Braita is Rabbi Ishmael, because the resh of that Braita is Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, this whole talk, it doesn't work. It's nice to say it's talking about Rabbi Akiva, but it can't be, because the resh of the Braita is not. So Gemara comes along and says, Lo salkadatach. It's, you cannot tell me that Braita is going like Rabbi Ishmael. Why? The resha da'id Rabbi Akiva. The resha of that Braita is not about Rabbi Akiva. Why? What does it say? The Tanya. Rabbi Akiva, is talking about over here, a Nazir. So it says the Pasuk, Al Nefesh Met Lo Yavo. So the Rabbi Akiva is Doresh. Nefesh Elu Akirovim. Met Elu Arechokim. Means, when it says Nefesh, it means he cannot even be mitameh to his relatives, close relatives. When it says in the Pasuk, met, it means even the Rehokim. No, Nazir. So it cannot be metameh, not to the Kirobim, not to the Rehokim. Le Aviv, eno metameh. Hava metameh hu, le met mitzvah. Le imo, haya kohen, vehu Nazir. Mr. Rash, what do you have to tell me in this case? You told me that I call nafshot met lo yavo. What do you have to tell me le imo for? No, it's coming to me that even if he's a kohen and a Nazir, he has two items. But still he's metameh lemet mitzvah. I would have thought that he's not metameh lemet mitzvah because he has two kiddushot on him. Kama shman le'imo lo, aval lemet mitzvah, yes. Le'achif, you have to tell me achifo. You told me akon nafshot met lo yavo, you have to tell me achif. She'im haya kohen gadol, we're tripling down, v'u nazir. Le'achif u'denotameh, aval metameh lemet mitzvah, but still he's metameh, even though he has three kiddushot on him, double kohen and nazir. ולאחותו, מתמוד לומר לאחותו, הרי שעלה כשחות את פסחו, הוא יהיה מסוכרת, ולמוד לבינו, הוא עושה כסוכרת, ושמע שמת לומך, יכול, יתמה, אמר, לא יתמה, יכול, כשם שלא מתמד לאחותו, ככה לא מתמד למת מצווה, תמוד לומר, ולאחותו, לאחותו, יתמה, ויתמה, ולמת מצווה. So therefore, even if The guy's going to do a Korban Pesach and there's a mitzvah, he's with them. Anyway, who made all that? Rabbi Akiva. So how can you tell me that Braita is Rabbi Akiva Ishmael? No Braita is Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, that you tried to tell me, you can't answer before Hatzot and after Hatzot, because I'll tell you that maybe everything is talking about even after Hatzot, and the Hiluk is between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And I'll say one Braita is like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. You can't do that because the Braita that you write, the Braita that you want to put like Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Ishmael, doesn't work. It's going like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, the answer is good again. That answer, Kodem Hatzot after Hatzot, is good. Your rejection does not stand. Now the Gemara gives yet a fourth answer. Oh, this is the fifth answer, actually, to the question. Agar Abotai, we're answering one question. In one place, the Bishamon says that an Onan can bring the Korban Pesach. And the Pesachim, it says, he cannot. So how do you reconcile? He can or he cannot. So we just, last answer was what? Kodem Hatzot, after Hatzot. Easy answer. Or one answer we just gave was, Yom Mita Ukbura on the same day. That's already Deoraita. So the Laila is Deoraita in that case. He's out. Where it's Yom Mita and Kibra on different days, that Laila is the Rabbanan. We push off Pesach. Those are some of the answers that we gave.
Yesterday we said the first night the Rabbanan and the second night would be... The
second night was Mutal Gam. So now the Gemara says... Huh? And the Beit HaMikdash, but we're talking about the last case is a regular guy. Haresh Hayah Olech Lishchot Et Pesach is not a Kohen. The sister. I'm not following you. The Gemara says La Achoto. What do you need that pasuk? That word is extra, correct? I'm just saying, Oshla, I'm going from the beginning. I'm going before you. La'achoto, you don't need that word in the pasuk, correct? Why don't I need that pasuk? Because the pasuk is al kol nafshot met lo yavo. So I know the nazir cannot become tamet to anybody. So why does the pasuk have to say la'achoto? La'achoto is included in al kol nafshot met. So the Gemara comes along and says, no, I'll tell you the case. For sure, it's not a regular case. La'achoto badai shelo yitamet. Aval imaya olek lishchot et pescho. Oh, שעכשיו זה איסור קראת אם הוא לא מביא את הקורבן פסח. אף על פי כן, לאחותו לא יתמה, אבל אם יש מת מצווה, יתמה למת מצווה ולא יביא את הקורבן פסח. זה החידוש גדול. שאף על פי שהוא מבטל מצוות עשה שיש בו קראת, הוא יכול לתמה לאחותו. אבל סתם, אם זה אחותו עם קורבן פסח, לא יתמה. יביא קורבן פסח ולא יתמה לאחותו. Because he's again, we're talking about a Nazir. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Rabba Amar, Idi v'idi al Chatzot Hayom. According to this answer, Rabba is getting both cases are talking about after Chatzot. And really, we're going to tell you what, that in this answer, if I'm not mistaken, Aninut does not push away Korban Pesach. Aninut does not push away Korban Pesach. Even though it's after Chatzot, the Korban Pesach came first. After Chatzot, you're stuck. So now could you answer the question then? כאן קודם ששחטו וזרקו עליו, כאן לאחר ששחטו וזרקו עליו. Very easy answer. Gemara says, it's after Chatzot. What happened? The first case that we said the Onen brings it is to where they made the Shechita, they made the Zirikah, then the guy became an Onen. Okay, he brought it already. There's nothing to talk. Masha'enken, in the other case, he became an Onen before the Shechita and the Zirikah, and therefore Aninut does not... A Shaitat Pesach does not push away the Aninut, even though it was after Chatzot, and therefore he cannot bring it.
Why is it true the Aninut in the first case, even though he did the sprinkling? So
we're going to talk about eating.
Beginning.
Oh, so the Gemara comes along and says, Amar le Rabba Matan le Rabba, Le'achal she'shachato v'zarko et damo, Ma'i deha v'hava. Which means, fine, you want to tell me either, why is allowed to eat it that night? Which means you want to tell me, fine. You brought it already. You brought it. You did it. Now you came in on in. Why are you allowing me? Why are you allowing to be eaten? But now he's an on in. Which means I can't rewrite history. My dahaba haba. The guy brought it. Mutar. Now they're going to go on in. You're still telling me you can eat it that night, Rabbi Shimon? Why can you eat it that night? Yavara says, Amar de Ravina, Achilat Pesachim Me'akeva, Medrava Baravuna. He holds that Achilah is part of the mitzvah. Which means part of the Isud Karet is not if you just bring it, but you have to eat it. And therefore, since he holds that Achilat, that Laila already is Drabbanan, Bishamon. So therefore, it'll push off the Aninut Laila, which is the Rabbanan, Bimkom Isur Karet. Right. The Gemara's initial question
because
is,
like
the original question was, it's not Karet. Don't eat. Don't eat. That's Gemara's Hava, Mina. Don't eat.
He holds it is.
He holds it is. It's Ma'akev.
It's still in the middle.
Right, it's still in the middle. So you have to finish it. Otherwise, you're going to defeat the purpose.
But that's only if you hold it Aninut the Rabbanan.
Right. That's right. If you hold Aninut Laila, like that.
And what do you do with that logic?
The Bishamon holds Aninut Laila, Rabbanan. Where's the Bishamon? The Bishamon is the one that said, I hold Aninut Laila of the Baran, Teda, that I let you eat the Kurma Pesach at night. So the Gemara is saying, hold it. Why should we let him eat it? In the Chanam, you want to tell him, he can bring it, because my dad, the guy died after. Why are you letting him continue eating it? He says, because I hold, he has to eat it. If you don't eat it, tomorrow you should get it. Anyway, that's the answer that Rabbi Na said. Amale so Rava tells him Adabar Matna, Sayyid Madi Kamalak Rabba. This is what your Rabbi said. Meaning, Rabbi Na gave a good answer. That is a chayuf to eat the Korban Pesach at night, and therefore it's a good answer. Now the question is, where do we see that Rabba Bar Rav Huna holds that there's a chayuf to eat the Korban Pesach at night? Because he just said, Amale Rabbi Na, Achila Pesim Akiva, Mid Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Where is that Rabba Bar Rav Huna? My Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Tanya. Okay, let's go to Rabotai. We have to understand three things. This is why we could have learned this daf probably today at Shabbat. If we would have started from this Hamud Bet, I have no doubt it's just Shabbat Sugya. There's three cases. There's Yom Shemua, there's Yom Kivura, and then there is Likut Atzamot. So let's review over here. Yom Kivura. That's the day of the Kivura. That's a regular, normal case. Then you have Yom Shemua, where the guy didn't know that his relative died, and within 30 days, they told him, by the way, 2 weeks ago, a guy lost his sister. Fine. And then you have a different case, which is called Yom Likut Atzamot. That's the day that they used to reinter the body, they used to bury the body in one place. After the body decomposed, they would take the body out of the ground and put it in the family plot. There was also some Avelut, even on the day of Likut Atzamot. So again, about that, we're going to start to discuss the variations of stringencies on what's the laws of Yom Kivura, what's the laws of Yom Shemua, what's the laws of Likut Atzamot. Seemingly, Yom Kivura is going to be the strictest, Yom Likut Atzamot the most lenient, and Yom Shemua is going to be somewhere in the middle. Yeah, in the olden days, they didn't want to bring the body to the family burial until the bones decayed, the flesh decayed. So we'd put them outside a certain cemetery. Then after that, we make a second funeral and bring the bones to the...
Two years later.
It's like proper for them to decompose in front of the...
How long did it take? 2 years?
I don't know if it took that long, but they used to wait. They used to put also stuff in the... what do you call it? In the coffin to cause the body to decompose quicker and stuff like that. So the kim wouldn't work, I guess. The guy would decompose before the tzaddik would decompose. Anyway, the Gemara says... My deraba baravuna, the Tanya. Let's get this brother. Yom Shemua ki Yom Kivura. In a certain sense, Yom Shemua has the stringencies of Yom Kivura. Legabewat, le'inyan, le'mitzvat, shiv'a, u'shloshim. For all the laws that apply during the 7 days after the shloshim. The 7 day laws is obviously he has to rip his clothes, he has to sit on the floor for that day, he cannot shower. Has the laws of Shloshim that he cannot take haircuts, and so on. So the laws of 7 and 30 will apply to that guy on that day. And Yom Shemua, when he hears it, he has to follow all the stringencies of whatever applies to the 7 and the 30. However, but when it comes to Akilat Pesachim, the Yom Shemua is lenient like Yom Likut Atzamot. And Yom Likut Atzamot, the halacha says in Pesachim, that after Likut Atzamot, it's mutad to go to the mikveh and eat not only Pesachim, all mina kadashim. Any kadashim is permissible on Likut Atzamot as long as he goes to the mikveh. V'hu adin on Yom Shemua.
Likut Atzamot needs tara even if you're not involved.
Correct. Just being related. Correct. To correct. Correct. It's like an inut that we said needs a tara. Correct. You want? We can't bring a korban. Bidyuk. He's right. You need 7 days before you bring Korban. So he's tamei regardless. Meaning, even if he didn't do the Likut Atzamot, and he goes to the mikveh, midin, tum'at Likut Atzamot, stam, she's ma'ola, v'argach u'okel kadashim balayla. Beautiful. Oh, so now comes the Gebraita and says, another law. Echad ze, ve'echad ze, tovel ve'okel b'kadashim na'ere. Now, Hatzeh, the way we're learning now is, whether it's Yom Kivurah, which is the strict one, or Atzamot, which is the lenient one, Hatzeh, the bookends, Hatzeh ve'Hatzeh, Tovel ve'Ochel ve'Kadashim na'erek. He goes to the mikveh and eats Kadashim. What are you talking about? You just told me that only Yom Shemu'ah and Nikut Atzamot eat after the mikveh. Now you're telling me Yom Kivurah also he eats? We have a stira in the implications over here. So the Gemara right away says, "Hi Gufa Kasha." The Gufa Kasha is very simple. I'm reading. Amar, you told me Yom Shemu'ah ki Yom Kivurah le mitzvah shiv'ah u'shloshim. Fine. That Yom Shemu'ah is strict. No showers. No this. No that. Fine. However, for the achilat pesachim ki Yom Nikut Atzamot. Meaning that what? That Yom Shemu'ah is lenient, implying Miklal the Yom Kivurah afilu la'erev namen lo achil. Yom Shemu'ah can eat Pesachim at night, implying by Yom Kivurah. No. V'hadar tani, then you tell me, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh, whether it's Kivurah or Likut Atzamot, Tovel ve'ochem ve'kadashim la'erev. Boom, you tell me, can eat Kadashim la'erev. It's a plain siras. So the Gemara says, you'll see why we're mukhra. The Gemara is going to try to say something you're saying. Maybe Echad zeh is not Yom Kivurah. Maybe it's Shemu'ah Likut Atzamot. Because then it should have said vezeh vezeh, because we were talking about that already. Why do you have to say ehadzeh ehadzeh? We're talking about Yom Shemua and Yom and Atzama. Just say vezeh vezeh. Continue. The fact that it went to ehadzeh ehadzeh must be doing something else. So the governor comes along and says, Amar Rav Chisda Tanaehi. The governor says, okay, listen, it's a mahloket Tanaim. Meaning it's indeed a mahloket Tanaim if Yom Kivurah, if he can go to bring eat Kadashim at night or not. So it's a mahlokah. The first shita and the braita holds it's asur. The second shita holds it's mutar. In the braita itself, it's a mahlokah tana'im, whether you can do it or not. The Gemara comes along and says, Rava baravuna ama lakashya. And we wanted to know the opinion of Rabba Bar Hana that says that achilat pesachim is me'akev. Now, where did we see achilat pesachim is me'akev? We'll see. The Gemara didn't prove it yet. But this is the braita. First, we're trying to reconcile some stuff first. The Shema Minah is going to come in a minute. Gemara says, Rabba Bar Avuna Amar, Ala Kashya. Kan sheshama shemua al mito samuk l'shkiyat ha'ma. Vekin shenikto lo atzamot samuk l'shkiyat ha'ma. Vekin shemet lo met uparo samuk l'shkiyat ha'ma. Vekan le'achar shkiyat ha'ma. Oh, let's answer over here. Let's discuss everything over here. When is the cutoff point of the day? Shkiyat ha'ma. Correct? So let's say you had over here the guy, let's give the case of Kivurah. That's the case we want to give. Shemet lo met ukbaro samuk shkiyat ha'ma. Beautiful. Met lo met ukbaro samuk shkiyat ha'ma. That night already is considered a new night. Since you beat the shkiyah, that night already is considered after, the next day. Good. Now, if you missed the shkiyah, so now already that whole day is considered Yom Kivurah, because the Kivurah happened after Shkiah. It's all the same day, Yom Kivurah. And then Yom Mita is one day and Yom Kivurah is a different day. And then the next night already is considered a new day. The next night is considered a new day. Fine. So now we have to give the two cases. So the two cases are like this. Kan sheshama shemua al meto, samuk l'shkiyat ha'ma. Or liktu atzamot samut l'shkiyat ha'ma, v'chen shemet lo met ukbaru samut l'shkiyat ha'ma. In that case, it's samut l'shkiyat ha'ma. That means that night over there is going to be the aninut of the day before, because it's the same night. And if you hold aninut is at night, because aninut of the day of the burial, it's called aninut of the day of the burial. And if you hold that aninut is the oraita, if you hold that aninut is the oraita, so clearly it's not going to be allowed to eat anything. You're right, but if you hold aninut of the night, meaning it's gorer the night, after shkiyah is a new day. But if you hold that aninut of the laila is the oraita, so clearly he's not going to be able to eat any korbanot at that time. Because the aninut is not going to push off.
Aninut doesn't go away after he buries?
No, that's tradush. That aninut is aninut laila means aninut after the kibbutah that night.
And he did the kibbutah after?
He did the kibbutah before shkiyah.
Oh, okay.
But it's two cases. There's two cases. The first case is Sheshama Shema Al Meto Samuk L'Shkiyat Ha'ma. Dechen Shelikto Atzamot Samuk L'Shkiyat Ha'ma. Dechen Shemet Lo Met Ukbaro Samuk L'Shkiyat Ha'ma. That's easy. That's your mitzvah for the same day. Yeah. And then the night is aninut. Could be deoraita even. Could be. That's right. That's right. No, no, no. That's Yom Kippurah. That's Yom Kippurah.
Not even the next night.
Doesn't break it?
No, no. Normally the case of aninut laila is he did everything on that day. Monday morning was Yom Mita, Yom Kippurah. That night, according to most opinions we're going to, as we see, that's aninut deoraita. Because Yom Mita Kippurah. When are we going to say aninut is drabanan? When Yom Mita is on one day, that was the answer of the 13th and the 14th. When
okay, so Pesach, the next night,
right? The next night is nothing. Right. The next night, so that's what we're saying over here. So in this case over here, where it happened before Shkiah, so at night already is considered aninut deoraita or drabanan. We have to see what the level is. And what do we tell him to do in that case over there? He could bring the Qurban, he could eat the Qurban Pesach. We're going to let the guy eat the Qurban Pesach. Now, how are you letting the guy eat the Qurban Pesach? Ela must be, if you're letting the guy eat the Qurban Pesach, must be your whole, that it's a mitzvah to eat the Qurban Pesach. Because otherwise, why are you going to push away the... must be he brought the Qurban during the day. That's one of these cases, because we're talking about a Qurban Pesach case over here.
He threw it, he found out.
With you. Now you're talking about at night, eat. Why eat? My davava. And the explanation is no, because it's a mitzvah to eat. So the Gemara is going to say that right now. The Gemara says lehashkiat tachama my davava, which means if it's lehashkiat tachama my davava. What's the case of lehashkiat tachama? The burial is after shkiat tachama, which means he brought the korban already during the day. It's after the korban during the day. Now. After Shkiat Hama, Met Lo Met. And they buried him and all that after Shkiat Hama. So you say, okay, I got the Qurbanin. Baruch Hashem, I got the Qurbanin. You got the Qurbanin, but the rabbi is letting you eat Qurban Pesach that night. Why should you be allowed to eat Qurban Pesach that night? Nehi, that you were able to bring was might have a hava. But now that it's Aninut Laila, why should we allow you to eat it? Unless you tell me that it's part of the mitzvah to eat. And that's why even at night, we're going to allow the guy to eat. So Gemara says, "Ela shma mina achilat pesach im akeva." Therefore, you're not yotzei the korban pesach nashayed. If it's the case talking about before shkiah, there's no question. It's easy. The case talking about where he died was after shkiah.
Before
shkiah,
there's no problem.
Which is easy. It's an easy case. The question is, he brought the korban pesach before,
right.
And now the tum'ah came after shkiah. So it says, "Let him eat the korban pesach." Why let him eat? Listen, the korban pesach is yotzei my davava. But why let him eat? Aninut laila. Ela must be because your Akilat Pesach is Maklavina. It's Me'akev. So you see Akilat Pesach is Me'akev.
So it's karet.
If you don't eat, if that got it.
So according to the rabbis, you hold.
They hold Akilat Pesach not. The king is to bring it. Bring it. Or, you brought it.
I didn't hold.
You don't have to eat it. Eating karet. As long as you and them there with the group, they brought it. Kalasna, you're part of it. Kamz Gabran says, another answer, Nabashe Amar. This is the question. This is the answer that Jack wanted to say. We're going back. Our Stidan the Breita was a Gufa Kasha. It was based on what? It said that we said, we compared Shemua to Likut Atzamot. And we said, only Shemua and Likut Atzamot can you eat the Qurban that night. But Yom Kippurah, no. Then the second part of the Breita said, Echadze Vechadze, implying Yom Kippurah and Likut Atzamot, you can eat the Qurban at night. So Rav Ashi Amar, my Echadze Vechadze, when the Breita had the same as Echadze Vechadze, Vaki Amar. Ehad yom shimua, vehad yom nikut atzamot, tobel veochem kadashim na'ayrev. We're changing what we thought. Ehadze vechadze is not the bookends. Ehadze vechadze is shimua and atzamot. Exactly what the Resha said. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Vehad Rav Asher badutahi. That which Rav Asher just said is a mistake. Why? Mechdi. Ala ka'eh. We're talking about that already. Zev vazeh mev'ele. Mai ela shma mina badutahi. Which means, we're talking about in the Resha, Shemua and Likut Atzamot. That's it. We're comparing those two. Now, if the Braita wanted to continue to tell me something, you would say, Veze Veze, meaning what we just talked about, Veze Veze, the fact that the Braita says, Ehadze Ve'ehadze, sounds like it's a different item.
Separate.
Two separate things. Now it's talking about Shemua against Likut Atzamot. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, not Shemua. Kibura and Likut Atzamot. So then when you can't answer me and tell me, oh, Echadze v'chadze means Shemua and Likut Atzamot. It would not say Echadze v'chadze. Aleka'e. It's coming back on that. It would say, Zeh v'zeh. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, Umay Tana'e. Where do we see that there's a machloket tanaim? Now, Rabotai, we wanted to answer the braita, and we answered the braita, and we said, indeed, it's a machloket tanaim. If the Yom Kivura, if the night is tofes the day or not. If you say it's tofes the day, so then he cannot eat from the korban. But if you say the night is not tofes, then he can eat the korban. So Gemara says, Umay tana'e, we're going to see a tana, machloket tanaim over the night after Kivura. The Tanya, this is an easy braita. Ad matay mit onenim ala. Simple. What time? How long is aninut? So the first Peshitta says, aninut is kol hayom. And the bi omer, kol zman shelo nigmar. We don't know what that means. Gemara says, v'ma askinan. Ilima b'yom mita, if we're talking about yom mita and yom kivura was on the same day, mi ika deletle de yom mita de tafish de lo medrabbana, everybody's going to hold that the night at least is onin medrabbana. So you cannot tell me that ad matam de kol hayom. If it's yom mita and yom kivura, everybody says there's an effect in the night. The following night at least is going to be drabbana. So you can't tell me kol hayom and that's it. For sure, if it's Yom Mitan, Yom Kivura, that night is Aninut Rabbanan, at least, maybe even the Doraita. So that cannot be the case. The two, and furthermore, Rabbi Omer Kozeman Chelo Nigmar. Rabbi says, as long as it's not buried. Hakevaro Ishterile? What do you mean? And once he's buried, it's going to be permissible? Umi Ika Deletle Baharita Kiyoma? For sure, the day, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he still has a din of Aninut, even after they buried, meaning he has laws. He holds the day itself. You can't tell me on once he buried him, he loses the door. Haritaka yomad on that first day of Avelut, it's more strict. So the case cannot be yom mita v'yom kibura on the same day because the shito will not make sense. So the Gemara says Amar Av Sheshat ayom kibura ka'eh. Beautiful. You know what we're talking about? Yom mita was on one day and yom kibura was on another day. Now let's plug in the shitot. The first shita is going to say that what. Ad matay mit onen kol hayom. What does it mean kol hayom? Yeah, the whole Yom Kivura. But the night after Yom Kivura, there's nothing. And what is the B going to say? Kol zman shelo nikbar. What does it mean kol zman shelo nikbar? On the second day, kol zman shelo nikbar. What's nikbar on the second day? It's not aharita kiyomar, it's not the day of Yimita. Therefore, that they'll be better. He's being lenient. The be saying 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the second day you buried him. Klasna, that it's over. And what's the first rabbi saying? No, you have the whole day. You have the whole day. First shita says kol hayom.
Okay, what? Second
shita, the be right when they right they bury him. That's right, because it's the second day.
That's what we hold.
Right? We hold so yom mita and yom kivura. Yeah, if it's two different days for sure. It's two different days. It's two different days. Yom Mita is one day, Yom Kivura is another day.
That's sure,
that's the case with the Tav Sheshat. When Tav Sheshat says, Ayom Kivura Ka'e, that means Yom Mita is one day, Yom Kivura is another day. And what's the first rabbi saying? Finish. Once the second day is over, you got to finish the day. In Aninut. What about the night? Nafi night. It's the second night. Nothing. In Aninut, even the Rabbanan. And what does the B say? More lenient. Once you bury him on the second day, the Aninut is over.
And they both hold the first night.
And they both hold the first night will be Aninut, either the Oraita or the Rabbanan. Matkif la Rav Yosef el hadik ta'ni hashomeya al meto. We're going to call you a bright over here, and the bright is not going to have an author based on the way we just learned. Hashomeya al meto kimlaket atzamot tobel ve'ochel bekadashim la'erev, which means when it comes to a shomeya, he's like a melaket. That what he can tovel and eat korbanot at night. Mekla de yom kibura afilu la'erev name lo achil. Sounds like over here that only Yom Shemu'ah and Atzamot, but Yom Kivura, even if he goes to the mikveh, he can't eat. What do you mean? Yom Kivura, everybody holds at night he can eat. According to the B, he can eat already in the afternoon. According to the first rabbi, he can eat at sunset. So who's the author of this opinion that says Yom Kivura, you cannot eat the Kadashim? Ela Taritz, you're right, change the brayta. Ad matay mit onenin alav, kol oto hayom velelo. Ah, which means now we're talking about over here, Yom Kivura. So it means we added the word Lelo. The first opinion says that even the second night is Asud Rabbanan. So you have Yom Mita, Yom Kivura, and the next night, Asud Rabbanan. Rabbi Omer, Kozeman Chelo Nikbar, Aval Nikbar, Belo lelo, which means kol zman shelo nikbar, he's considered onen. Aval nikbar, once he's buried, belo lelo, then it's not nimshach balayla. So they're also being lenient over here. But at least what do we gain by this adjustment? We found the shita that holds that the aninut goes into the second night. And therefore, let's go back. Who's the author then of this last braita over here? This last braita said that on the case of Shomeya, I'm sorry, the braita said, Yom Kibura afilu la'erev namer lo achil. Over here it said, Yom Kibura afilu la'erev namer lo achil. Who's that opinion that's going to say that Yom Kibura lo achil? It'll be Rabbi.
No,
Rabbi's more lenient.
Who's the
one? Oh, Tarakama.
Who's that? Rabbanan, no?
Kol atoa yom velelo.
We're changing Tarakama to be...
Yeah, but if you're saying lelo...
It doesn't have an author.
Who's the author of that braita? Oh, yeah. Oh, Yom Kibura Zasud. Right, Yom Kibura Zasud. Yuri, Yuri, that's the Tarakama. Yuri, yeah. The braita does not have an author.
Now that we're changing.
Now we change. We said lelo is also asur. So it's tarakama, and therefore when it says nikbar afilu lelo asur, it's tarakama of the brayta. And Nabi is lenient. Nabi says once you bury the guy, it's over. Amarua kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar kavra rava kerav Yosef. Lema hachim Rabbi Yosef say such a thing. Lema the Rabbi lekula. You make it be a kula? Why we can't be kula? No. Vatanya ad matayim et oninim alav. Until when is aninut kozeh man she'enu nikvar? Afilu mikan ba'ad asara yamim. Doesn't matter. Even if he was not buried for 10 days, the law of aninut applies. The Veda B. Tachamim ahurim en mit'onen alav elo oto hayom bilvad. So you see the B's machmir ba'aninut. The B says even in 10 days. Now you're telling me that once they bury him, it's over, even in that night, there's not nothing? It seems the B's machmir in aninut more than the rabbis. So how can you tell me that Rabbi holds Nikbar finished?
Well, he wasn't buried.
You're right, but you see over there that he holds Asara Yamim, whereas Akamim said Anun ends after the first day. So you see the fact that he says Anun lasts for 10 days, he's strict in Aninut. And here you're making him in his Braita the more lenient in Aninut. So the Gemara comes along and says, Ela Taritzache. Give the answer like this. Ad Matai Hu Mitonen Alav. When is the Aninut on a person? Kol oto hayom, meaning Yom Kibura. Belo lelo. Belo lelo. Rabbi Omer, kozeman chelo nikbar, vim nikbar, tofes lelo. You're making Rabbi the Mahmir. Until you bury him, until you bury him, onen. And after you bury him, you start the night you have to deal with. So now you're putting Rabbi the Mahmir, and he's the author of the Braita, that said, Nikbar asul abi kolmano balayla, because he holds that the tofes lelo exactly. Kebara kolz amarua kame derava medakama ravi. From the fact that Rabbi said Yom Kibura tofes lelo medrabanan, it's medrabanan. Obviously, nobody holds Yom Kibura the next night is going to be deoraita. Michlal mita tofes lelo deoraita. This is a very simple implication. If you tell me Kibura lelo is drabanan, must be mitah, the law is deoraita. Good. Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'chisa v'rabi aninut deoraita. Does the B hold the first line is deoraita? V'atanya, hen hayom, ani hayom asur, ve'layla mutar. Uldorot, ben bayom, uben balayla asur, devre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, aninut layla, ena, bedevre Torah, ena, bedevre Sofri. This is talking about the sons of Aharon. What was the story with the sons of Aharon? They became onenim. And Aharon became an onen because he lost the two sons. So what happened? So he did not want to eat from the... he ate from the korban. So Moshe Rabbeinu came and rebuked him. So he comes along and he says like this. Tomorrow we're going to get into the details of that story. But over here, all he tells him is like this. Aharon's telling Moshe. He tells him, Hen hayom, meaning, Ani hayom asur. I cannot eat the korban today because I'm onen. But Laila, it'll be mutar. Today, on these type of korbanot. However, in the future, even Laila is going to be asur. Who's that opinion? Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that aninut Laila is going to be deoraita. But in that time, it was not aninut deoraita yet. I think Rashi says because there were no Kohanim to eat it. There were the only Kohanim. Normally we could say Anut Deoraita because somebody else will eat it. But here the only Kohanim, they said, listen, for now, there's no deed of Anut at night. Because it's Hora'at Sha'ah. However, the bee came along and said, Anut Laila Ena Bedevre Torah. Never.
But so,
the story. That's what he's saying.
No,
that's what Aaron was saying. He's saying, there's never a light. Not today and not tomorrow.
The end
is in there. Yeah. So there was I could eat today. I can't eat today because I'm on end. But at the night I could eat. So what do you see over here? The bee holds there's no such thing as any deoraita.
Even
the same day. Yom mita that night is not deoraita. But what do you mean? You just made a diyuk. If kivura is the rabbanan, that must be mita is deoraita. Here he says, I don't even know this deoraita. That means not today and not forever. Kivura says le'olam rabbanan. You're right. Even yom mita is the rabbanan. Oh, ba'achamim asu chizuk lezvehem yote b'shel Torah. And even though yom kivura is less than yom mita, sometimes the hachamim put a chizuk on the weaker case, in order to strengthen it. Yom mita aninut is deoraita. Yom kivura the aninut is not deoraita. However, they put a chizuk on the laila of yom kivura to give it a strength more than the deoraita. Opam, yom mita is deoraita. What about the laila? Nothing. It's a trivia question. Yom mita according to the B. Deoraita, of course. Laila? Nothing. Nothing. No, the bee just said, we just read the Braita. Aninut laila ena midre Torah, or ena midre sofri. Mechila. I take it back. Ena midre sofri. But that's the Braita. Now Yom Kibura, you're also putting it midre banan. Yeah, because the Achamim put the Chizuk under the banans. Because the Braita doesn't need the Chizuk. The Braita, I can make Aninut Yom the Braita and the laila the banan. They're not going to be lenient on it because it's already, I don't know, Yom is the Uraita of Yom Mita. But Yom Kivura, which is the Rabbanan, they had to be strict. Which means, I'm saying it outside now. Your whole question was, if Aninut Yom, that night is the Rabbanan, if Yom Kivura is the Rabbanan, that must be Yom Mita is the Uraita. That was the original question. What part? If you're telling me Yom Kivura is the Rabbanan, must be Yom Mita, which is the Oraita, must be the night also is the Oraita. No, Yom Mita also is the Rabbanan. So why are we so strict by Yom Kivura? Hakamim asu chizuk ledevrehem. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. All right, Rabotai, we did it properly.